Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Yarns and Tales. Well, here it is, episode 77. I got called into work this afternoon. This is morning for me as I cast on this episode. It is about 10 o'clock in the morning. Now, normally, I would do this in the afternoon after lunch. Because I do these on Thursdays, I would go shopping with one of my kids. We would procure the groceries for the menu I have built for the week for a 7 to 10 day interval. I can work it out to be a lot more budget friendly doing it that way. But anyway, and then normally after lunch, I would sit down and I would cast on my words to my live mic and just, you know, so I can polish it and make you guys laugh at my crazy life. Well, today, let me backtrack. Yesterday, I had to work. So, yesterday, as I'm approaching a delayed departure from work, my boss, he says, "What are you doing tomorrow night?" And I kind of looked at him and said, "Nothing, really." And he went, "You want to come to work tomorrow from about 4 to close, right? Right? Right?" And he says this with this big shit-eating grin on his face. And I said, "I can if you need me to." And he goes, "Oh, thank you, Miss Lee." So, I volunteered to go in and cover someone's shift this afternoon. So, my podcasting and my shopping, I shifted things. So, I'm waiting to shop tomorrow morning. Even though I hate shopping on a Friday morning. I mean, it's summertime in the South and shopping. All the kids are out of school. It was already too hot before the sun came up. And it's a Friday. Okay? It's a Friday. People get paid around here on Fridays. Now, the part about shopping tomorrow that I absolutely adore, because tomorrow will be June the 13th. Friday the 13th. Oh, yeah. I love Friday 13th. 13 is one of my lucky numbers, which kind of freaks people out sometimes. Can't imagine why, you know. It's a good number. It's a prime number for you nerds. Of course, you nerds already knew that. There is nothing unlucky about that number. Just a whole smack lot of propaganda. 13's a good daggum number. Now, that's enough harping about that. Oh, should I complicate matters and tell y'all that it's also going to be a full moon for Friday the 13th? Okay, it just like triple awesomed. That is going to be so much fun. Oh, I have 3 black cats that live at my house. How awesome is that? Oh, yeah. I enjoy my life. All the little weird propagandized taboo things are awesomeness in my life. So, yeah, I'm going to have fun tomorrow. It's just too much. Really, it is. That aside, so that's the reason I'm casting on in the morning instead of tomorrow afternoon. Because tomorrow, this morning, blah, brain is still not together. That's the reason I'm casting on this morning instead of this afternoon, because I'll be at work this afternoon having a great time dealing with all those pretty people that come in, and I make them laugh. Most of them. There are a handful of them that come in, and I wear a very beautiful smile just for them. And y'all know the kind I'm talking about. The kind that you really, really just want to reach over and give them a smack on the back of the head like Jethro does on NCIS. Yeah, those kind of people. You just smile like you love them to death. And then you're so grateful when they walk out. And that's all I will say. It's not all I'm going to say, but I have encountered a few more than usual the last few days I've worked. And they're a customer, you know. I don't know what their story is. I don't know if they've had a bad day, a bad month, a bad life. I don't know what made them as unique a personality as they are. Yeah, guys, I'm choosing my words very carefully, and y'all are sitting there going, oh my, I know a bunch of people like this, so-and-so down at the so-and-so, and that person over there that works with so-and-so, oh, and that guy that lives down the road from me, oh my Lord, and oh yeah, oh, and that person at church, yes, there's a bug up her butt every day of the week. Yeah, y'all all know somebody like that, and right now you are grinning and smiling because you do, and you totally know where I'm coming from. So yeah, those are the kind of people that you just smile real big and wish them well on the rest of their day. Yeah. Uh-huh. Toodles. Anyway, I have fun at my job. Really, I do. And I have fun here at the live mic. So, yeah, it's all good. It's good as good as good. So, we are still working on our mystery project. And I have my little crazy little drawing here of what it is going to be. And then I have it sectioned off to what each part number is. And then I have each number that we have completed, I circle the number. And as of right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pieces. We have 5 pieces done. We have number 1, number 2, number 4, number 6, and number 8 done. We have those done. Yes, those are in the little, yes, I finally put all my parts and pieces and their instructions in my little baggies. I found that it was just easier to do that than, you know, safety pin a little paper to them. That's because I'm working both the crochet and the knit versions of each piece. And then I'm putting the instructions on a singular piece of paper. So I just went and bought me a box of sandwich bags and I Ziploc them in. Okay, so today I decided we're going to work on part number 3. Yes, 3. That's it. Now, part number 3 uses the same instructions as part number 2. See, now y'all are going, ooh, a duplicate piece. Wonder where it's going to go. I'm not telling yet. I know. I am really wacky today. It's because I'm not tired. Not yet. That comes like when I get off work today. So anyway, I'm going to now represent you with pieces, the instructions of part number 2, which aired in episode 73 originally. Okay. Now, a refresher for anyone who is new to listening or just, whoops, I forgot from the last time I heard your mega awesome voice. Yeah, I'm a little goofier today, and all I've had is one cup of coffee. Promise. One cup of coffee, been drinking some water, and laughing at my cat, which is the story I'm going to tell y'all after I will get to this piece here. For the crochet version, I'm using an H hook. Let's see. Yes, H. I think the numerical value for that on some of them, American numerical, is like a number 8 hook. H, as in ha ha, happy, is like a number 8. And, okay, I need to write this down because I think, yep, the millimeter is 5 millimeter on the crochet hook. So I should probably write this down on my little scribbly. 5mm. There we go. Put it on my crazy mystery project map. Okay, so the crochet version, the instructions, because number 3 is a duplicate of number 2, we want to chain 7, turn. Now we're going to single crochet 6 stitches across, chain 1, and turn. You're going to do that 10 times. Then you're going to bind off. That's it. That is the crochet number 2, which is now also the crochet number 3. I know y'all are going, what is it she's up to? That's the reason it's called a mystery, guys. Okay, so the knit version is size 7 needles. 7, 7, 7, 7. Let's see. I do not have straight up and right offhand the millimeter version to that. Hang on. Ha ha. I found the little plastic kid needles. They're like 7 inches long, maybe 8 at most. They were in my basket over here next to my desk. They have the millimeter stamped on the button at the end. The millimeter for the 7s is a 4.5 millimeter. So, at least that's what this one says it is. There. Scribbled it on my map, too. Away with you. Okay, so the instructions for the knit version. With size 7 needles. Oh, and my yarn, I am still using a worsted weight yarn. If you change your yarn, your size will be different than mine as far as overall project. But then we all know this, right? Cast on 8. Long tail, 2 needle, child cast on. Oh my goodness, the variations as I study this, they're just more and more and more. So, cast on 8. Now, you're going to stockinette stitch for 22 rows. I know, right? It's quick, it's small, it matches number 2, and then you bind off. That's it. That's the simplicity of part number 2. Now, also, part number 3. Cool, huh? And that takes care of the mystery part number 3 this week. So I should probably, on my little instruction paper tucked in here with part number 3, notate that this was episode 77. Yeah, I'm kind of a weird chatty Cathy this morning. Oh, yeah, I'm like this at work, too. They shake their heads at me sometimes. They just don't know where in the world I'm coming from. Or they laugh at me because they have realized this is how I am most of the time. Of course, now when I'm tired, you won't hear me talk much at all. I'll just kind of look at you and smile. And just nod my head, because you ain't going to hear much from me, because, well, I is a little tired. Okay, so that takes care. Circle that on my map, part number 3. All right. Done, done, and done. We are so rocking. Let me see. Modified. Took a look at. Okay, let me, yeah, I'm talking to myself as I'm talking to y'all. Kind of funny, ain't it? Okay, so that leaves us 1, 2, 3, a handful of parts left to go. Yeah, see how I didn't tell you what was completely left? Yeah, it's the reason it's another mystery. Yeah, I know y'all are like, Chick, you are just completely bonkers, aren't you? Closing up Starlight. Done. Locked away. Okay. So, it's only been like buggery hot around here for a while. Okay. Time for my funny. I thought it was funny. But then, I'm a cat lover. I love my cats. They're quirky. Kind of 2 cat stories, maybe. Okay, first one. Gracie, this morning. So, I went outside. I put my dad's Father's Day card in the mail so it would get to him on time. And I come back in, and there's Gracie, my little gray house cat, sitting right inside the door with this over-eager look on her face. And I come in, and she's just all kind of bouncy and singy, and she's just like, imagine a happy puppy, glad to see its owner. Yeah, this is my cat. About the size of a chihuahua, only with a big belly. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, what is the deal, girlfriend? And I go to rub her, and she's all wiggly and excited, and then she's looking up at me like, where is it? Did you forget it? And I'm like, okay, do I have a bug on my head and I haven't given it to you or something? Then it dawned on me. Yesterday morning when I came in from seeing my husband off to work, we have some grass that around South Georgia. Other places has it too, but I'm just saying we have some amongst the weeds. It's called centipede grass. And that's because for it to propagate and take over, it sprigs outward in a flat line with little rooting sprigs, like a centipede bug. Well, we had some that was coming over the driveway, trying to reach out, and it had already made it, like, it was 2 foot long, you know, 24 inches-ish. So I broke it off, and I bring it in the house for Gracie. I'm thinking, toy time, you know? Okay, she gets it. This is yesterday morning. She gets all kinds of bonkers, and she's jumping and swatting, you know, typical I'm acting like a cat behavior. So then I drop it on her. You know what she does? She eats it. The grass. Sure enough, my crazy cat is a vegetarian. She goes woofing it down, crunching off all the tender dark green leaves. Girlfriend's breath smelled like horse. You know, something, but it was like fresh cut grass. That's how her, which was probably an improvement. Any of you have ever smelled cat breath, it is not always a pleasant scent. Some days, just to be blunt, cat breath smells like butt. Yeah, theirs. Anyway, so that's what she did with the grass I brought in yesterday. And so today, she was expecting the same treat. She doesn't want, like, meat. No, she wanted grass. Because the hard part toward the end, at the base of it, where I had broke it off, she picks those up once she gets all the good stuff stripped away. She'll pick those up in her mouth and walk off like a dog does with a stick. No kidding! This crazy cat, she will walk off with it in her mouth, you know, and prance away like she has this prize twig from the yard, like she's a puppy dog. And then she will bat it around and play with it like it's a live bug or lizard or something. Yes, I love watching my cats. They're nuts. Like me. Crazy South Georgia lady I am. Oh, the other little short funny. Well, it's kind of short funny. I told y'all about Felix, the white cat that adopted us. At least I think I did. My husband and I, over the weekend, we are walking out to go cut the water off that I had turned on for the soaker hose for my garden. And all of our yard cats that have been here since kittens, they kind of walk with us because I am the matriarch of the cat clan. He is my consort, my husband is. And this is how they view us in their cat community hierarchy. I'm the boss lady. He is the obedient boss man. They back me up no matter what. My cats back me up. I got my own tribe, babies. We are cat. So we go out there and we cut off the water and we're walking around the backyard and the cats are lounging and walking and playing with each other. Around, and we're talking full-grown cats. Felix, who has been staying under the carport in the front, finds his way into the backyard. Sorry, I had to take a swig of water there. He walks up, and he is stark white with a little bit of golden dirty in his forehead and on his ear tips. So, here comes Felix, and he's also the most beautiful blue eyes and cross-eyed. So, he can only see a fair distance, maybe 6 feet, couple of meters at best. So, he comes walking up, and all cats have a position in the clan. Night K-I-K-N-I-G-H-T, Knight. Yeah, he's one of my black cats. He comes up. He's one of the biggest ones. Now, he is fixed. All of my cats are fixed. They're either spayed or neutered. He is still my enforcer, even though he has the softest little sweet meow. As big as he is, that is really funny. He walks up to me, and he loves against my leg, and I talk to him, and I rub him. The whole time now, he's watching Felix, who is 4 to 5 feet away. And my husband is to my right, a couple of feet away. So then after I have acknowledged Knight, rubbing on him, he walks over to my husband. And my husband kind of just looked at us and said, "Sweetie, you're supposed to rub him now. He is seeking your permission." And he kind of looks at me. Okay. So my husband bends over and he goes to rubbing all night and everything, petting him and rubbing him. "You're a good boy." Knight then walks straight over to where Felix is at. Kind of arches his head up all prim and proper and authoritarian and double taps him. No claws. He keeps those retracted. He double taps him on the top of his head and then walks back over to me seeking my approval again. Sorry. My husband was like, "What?" And I said, "He was telling Felix that you are low man on the totem pole. Even though Felix has both his nuts intact, he is he's full on male cat. But he is accepting his place as the low man on the totem pole in my clan." And so I rub Knight and I said, "Thank you, Knight." And then Knight walks over to my husband and I looked at him and said, "Yep, you got to tell him he was good." So just the mere act of stroking and rubbing on him, Knight now understands that, okay, I did what I was supposed to. I told that cat, "You aren't the big man around here." And then the white cat, Felix, he just sort of, okay. And he just sort of laid down in the grass where everybody else was, accepting the rules that my enforcer Knight just supplied him. Used to when Felix first come around, he was going to be the badass. He was going to kick everybody's butt until I got out there. And then he has slowly, over the last 6 weeks he's been here, he has slowly been learning. I am the matriarch. I feed you. I water you. I love you. My cats follow me. I is the mom. And it is so funny when I go to stand ground against an invader cat. The rest of my cats, they're all passive because, well, all their parts were fixed. So they don't go looking for trouble. But if somebody comes up and the ones that come invade, they still have all their parts intact. So they're like claiming property. I walk out there and then suddenly my cats that are all lounging like, "Please don't notice us and kick our butts." Suddenly they are up in arms. They are literally standing around my feet, tails in the air, fluffed out. Broadside, they don't stand, you know, in a vertical, they all stand sideways so they can show how big and mean and bad and huge their tiny selves are. And I will look at the cat in question and I will drop an octave in my voice, "No, go away." To which all my yard cats, they're all standing around all cocky and everything like, "Oh yeah, that was the mom. She's our mom. cat, go away. And this stray whatever will go bugger and run off. And then my cats sometimes will actually chase them about 20 feet in front of me and then stand their ground some more and kind of turn back and look, make sure I'm still there. And so they'll do this. And now Knight, he has basically explained to Felix, okay, if you're going to hang around here, this is the rule. You do what I tell you because she let me do it. But that's the end of the show. I have come up on my 30-ish mark already. I hope I gave y'all some giggles today. We're going to keep working on our mystery project. I'm working on some ideas for future shows, which is a good thing. Guys, thank you for listening. Seriously, if y'all weren't listening, I'd have no reason to talk and make y'all laugh and giggle because some of y'all are really, y'all are right there with me. You totally get it. That and I just have this really wonky southern thing going on. Some of y'all just laugh at the fact I'm talking and being goofy. That's fine with me. I love just, it's fun. Feel free to visit my website, www.revlea.me, revlea.me. That's my blog. If you feel bad, please, I do hope y'all are, you get to feeling better. A friend of mine in England, he just lost his mother. He doesn't listen to the podcast, but he just lost his mom. It was age and cancer, so it was kind of expected. But my condolences. If you feel good, share it. As I've talked about before, you really never know when that's really going to mean something to somebody. And then you're going to have those that when you share your happiness, you're going to get under their skin in so many ways. You're going to enjoy yourself. If you're hot, cool off. And it's South Georgia heat now, so that definitely. And if you're cool, warm up. No need in being too cold. Just warm yourself up. But guys, until I talk to y'all next week, thank you so much for listening. Bye, y'all.